From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elena Rivera. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens has vetoed state funding for a new arts campus at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. Greitens' veto came yesterday, hours after University of Missouri system leaders announced they would no longer be seeking state funding. A bill authorizing funding for the new campus easily passed the state's legislature this session. In a statement, Greitens says he was, quote, ready to fight the politicians who had supported the measure. But UM spokesman Christian Basie says the university's decision not to seek a match from the state was made independently of how Greitens would act. The university says it would announce a new funding plan in the fall. The shortage of nurses in Missouri hospitals is at an all-time high, according to a 2017 report by the Missouri Hospital Association. Almost 16%, or about 6,000 staff nursing positions in Missouri hospitals, are vacant. A leading reason for the high vacancy rate is the number of nurses reaching retirement age in Missouri. Another factor is the number of advanced registered nurse practitioners leaving the state to work where there are no restrictions on their ability to practice. Missouri has a geographical proximity rule that means advanced registered nurse practitioners have to practice within 30 to 50 miles of a doctor. A representative for Boone Hospital Center says its vacancy rate was on par with the rest of the state. About 600 positions in mid-Missouri hospitals are still open. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens used his veto for the first time yesterday, nixing nearly $50 million in state funding for a new arts campus for the University of Missouri, Kansas City. Kyle Palmer reports.
Greitens said it was wrong. Missouri families would have to foot the bill for a college campus used, in his phrasing, by dancers and art students. But hours before Greitens' veto, university leaders announced they were ditching state money to pursue what they called alternative funding. Greitens then took credit for forcing university officials to make tough financial decisions, saying that's how it should be. The UMKC bill passed this session with overwhelming majorities. Kansas City area lawmakers from both parties criticized Greitens' veto, with one Republican senator calling it soundbites over substance. In Kansas City, I'm Kyle Palmer.
Missouri appellate judges are reinstating descriptions of initiative petitions against right-to-work laws. The Missouri Court of Appeals Western District on Tuesday ruled 8 of the 10 original summaries of the petitions were sufficient. At issue are a series of ballot initiatives by state AFL-CIO President Mike Lewis, who wants a public vote on right to work. A Republican circuit judge said the measures didn't fit after Governor Eric Greitens signed a law banning mandatory union fees. The ballot measures would effectively repeal that law, but the appeal court says summaries don't need that context. With 2 days left in the 2016-2017 fiscal year, Missouri Athletics announced yesterday that it raised a record-breaking $50.4 million towards MU's 20 athletic teams. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Columbia.